whether they know it or not, and whether they like it or not. Few indeed thoroughly like it, even at our epoch, let alone in happier ages, when people read less and thought more. Few follow it unhesitatingly, without throwing some time or other a sad glance toward the distant lost paradise into which they know, in their deeper consciousness, that they are never to enter. The paradise of perfection in time, the thing so remote that the earliest people of whom we know remembered as only a dream. Yet they follow the fatal way. They obey their destiny. That resigned submission to the terrible law of decay, that acceptance of the bondage of time by creatures who dimly feel that they could be free from it, but who find it too hard to glad in themselves, who know beforehand that they would never succeed, even if they did try, is at the bottom of that incurable unhappiness of man, deplored again and again in Greek tragedies, and long before these were written. Man is unhappy because he knows, because he feels, in general, that the world in which he lives, and of which he is a part, is not what it should be, not what it could be, not what in fact it was at the dawn of time,
be glad,
before decay set in. He cannot wholeheartedly accept the world as his, especially not accept the fact that it is going from bad to worse, and be glad. However much he may try to be a realist, and snatch from destiny whatever he can, when he can, still an invincible yearning for the better remains at the bottom of his heart. He cannot, in general, stomach the world as it is.
And be glad.
In heralding the most widespread massacre, I believe that war is preparing mystic spheres for the apparition of great ideals. Where the charnel house dissolves, joy will be born in ferment. Where the weight of mortality sinks down, the soul's freedom will be uplifted. The greater the offering, the greater will be the wonder and the miracle.
And be glad.
War is preparing mystic spheres for the apparition of great ideals. Where the charnel house dissolves, joy will be born in ferment. Where the weight of mortality sinks down, the soul's freedom will be uplifted. The greater the offering, the greater will be the wonder and the miracle. Where the charnel house dissolves, joy will be born in ferment.
Be glad.
Where the weight of mortality sinks down, the soul's freedom will be uplifted. The greater the offering, the greater will be the wonder and the miracle. Where the weight of mortality sinks down, the soul's freedom will be uplifted. The greater the offering, the greater will be the wonder and the miracle.
And be glad.
All men, inasmuch as they are not liberated from the bondage of time, follow the downward path of history, whether they know it or not, and whether they like it or not. Few indeed thoroughly like it, even at our epoch, let alone in happier ages, when people read less and thought more. Where the charnel house dissolves, joy will be born in ferment. All men, inasmuch as they are not liberated from the bondage of time, follow the downward path of history, whether they know it or not, and whether they like it or not. Few indeed thoroughly like it, even at our epoch, let alone in happier ages, when people read less and thought more. Where the charnel house dissolves, joy will be born in ferment. charnel house dissolves, joy will be born in ferment. Where the charnel house dissolves, joy will be born in ferment. All men, inasmuch as they are not liberated from the bondage of time, follow the downward path of history, whether they know it or not, and whether they like it or not. Few indeed thoroughly like it,